Hello and good evening, everybody. This is Danny, and you're listening to the Awesome Epic Podcast. The question today, is it wrong to raise boys not to hit women under any circumstances? We're not talking about just abusers or, you know, dudes doing nefarious stuff. We're talking about raising dudes that they're not supposed to hit women under any circumstances. Take a good minute to think about that. Now, what's my answer? Yes, it definitely is. The argument and mindset that men should not put their hands on women is an incredibly flawed and toxic concept that needs to be erased from our society. One of the reasons why it's flawed is because it continuously reinforces the antiquated and obsolete narrative that women as a whole are this fragile and victimized species, which is completely not the case. Women, for all intents and purposes, are on the same footing as men in today's society. New Age women love to talk about quote-unquote toxic masculinity, while the whole time they directly breed and create what they allegedly hate. Damn, that's a good bar, by the way. Hey, Drake, if you ever listen to this podcast, if you need a new Quentin Miller, I'm your man. But back on topic, though. They breed and create toxic masculinity. How is that so? Because from birth, men are being systematically and culturally taught that a woman's life is more valuable than theirs. I bet someone who listened to that, either the feminazis or white knights, are going to try and say, that's not true. But I say to you, yeah, it is. Because when you think about it, that's exactly what you're doing when you take an impressionable child that takes everything you say as law and tell them that they're not allowed to defend themselves if their life is in danger just because their attacker has breasts and a vagina. Think about that. That doesn't make sense. So now, by teaching them that concept, that creates a cascade effect. It emboldens toxic women to abuse or emasculate men because they know they're not subjected to the same kind of consequences a man would get if he violated another man. The mindset that men shouldn't hit women no matter what forces the everyday man to have to be a woman's savior, regardless of if he knows her, regardless of if he knows what led up to the altercation, regardless of if it's safe to intervene, regardless of so many things that are important to take into account before you jump into any situation that you see that's heated. If you see two dudes fighting, nobody bats an eye. Or they might try to step in if things are getting out of control. Like there's a guy who's severely outmatched or a guy that's facing a drastic size difference and people just feel bad for him. People won't jump in. But usually it's the general consensus that let them dudes fight out. They got it. Now, if you see a woman fighting a guy, the response is totally different. It's intervention out of concern. But behind the concern is anger and sheer disgust. Disgust like, how dare you? Like, you're a scumbag. You're the B word. You're all of this disgusting names. All due to how we are conditioned to view women. Now, if a girl beats up your little boy, you're going to be pissed. Like, you're going to be ready to go to that school and be like, where are their parents at? Or you're going to tell him, you if she hits you, you hit him back. Now, but if a dude, whether you know him or not, hits a girl, it elicits so much anger and outrage. Why? Why is that the case? It shouldn't have to be just if you know them, like if they're your child or if there's somebody that's close to you. It's just the concept behind it is just incredibly ridiculous. It shouldn't be like that. I do not condone or tolerate people getting abused or bullied. I say people because We as a people need to keep our hands to ourselves. If you can't touch someone with love, don't touch them at all. Your help, concern, or morals shouldn't depend on gender or the person's private parts. If you are going to rush in like Superman for a girl that you don't know, if you see her in need, then you need to do the same for a guy if you see him in need. This toxic ideology that men shouldn't hit women creates psychological issues too. Because if a man is hit on by a woman, he's then looked at as a lesser man or weak. But if he hits back, he's a scumbag or a coward. It's completely unrealistic to expect every man, and when I say every man, that's essentially what society does. You're expecting every man who's attacked to be able to successfully restrain a woman or escape when you're not taking into account a possible size difference, a circumstances, what any other extenuating circumstances. It's completely unrealistic to expect every man to be able to do that if they're being harmed or they're in danger of being harmed. If a dude is beating on you and you do what's necessary, everyone like, it's all good. But if you do the same to a woman, meaning you protect yourself, you do whatever you feel like is necessary to protect yourself, assuming that you're acting in self-defense, either you must be lying or you should have went by a different way. That's usually the general response to if you defend yourself against a woman physically. That's BS, and I don't subscribe to that notion. If you're bold enough to attack another human being, you should be subjected to the full consequences that come your way. It ain't no, but I'm a girl. Nah, buddy. That didn't matter when you wanted to cause harm, so it don't matter now, and it shouldn't matter. The best way to address this is simply teaching everybody to keep their darn hands to themselves. And if you feel bold enough to harm someone, your gender does not protect you from the consequences of your actions. It's that simple. It really is. And so many more people need to get this through their head. Your gender does not protect you from the consequences of your actions. And you just need to keep your darn hands to yourself and allow this gender inequality and double standard talk will be ended right then and there. Everyone that listened today, I have much more content on the way. So please continue to stay tuned. I'll be posting weekly. One of my first ongoing series will be the war against feminazis and how they're destroying our society. It's going to be great. So don't miss it. Don't miss it, because I'm going to go in on them. I'm going to tear them to shreds, because people aren't doing it. And by people, I mean our society at large ain't doing it or calling it out. And that's why our society is heading down the road we're heading down. PC is hypersensitive. All this outrage before people get their facts in order. It's just so much going wrong in society right now. And it's all... And it's not all, but a large part is due to feminazis and their ideologies and their agendas being implemented and being rooted in our society. Speaking of the concept of men, or I mean boys, being raised not to hit women under any circumstances. I seen a video the other day on Facebook, but before that, it was on WorldStar. I saw it on WorldStar Hip Hop too. It was a video, and I believe it's been widely circulated by now. It was a boy. Oh, you don't see what happened before, like what led up to the incident. All you just see is the boy just hitting on a girl. Like, they looked like they was about around the 7th or 8th grade, maybe 6th grade. They didn't look like they were teenagers yet. But probably preteens, a little bit younger. Like, all the video just shows is the boy, like, going in on the girl, like, just punching her. And for the most part, the girl took it. Like, they looked about equal in size. Like, the boy looked kind of skinny. And the girl looked like she had little, like, you know, weight to her. But she wasn't big or, like, you know, chubby. So, for all intents and purposes, they were about the same size, height, everything. And all the video just shows, though, is, like they got into a fight, obviously. And the boy was hitting on her. But the girl really wasn't even fazed by his punches. So, that being said, after I'm finished watching the video, I start going, scrolling through, like, you know, the comment sections. I do that a lot on videos I see to, you know, get an idea of where society's head is at when it comes to, like, you know, stuff like this and how it's perceived. I assumed that people were going to tear that little boy to shreds, and that's exactly what they did. It was people, it was so many people, like, it was disgusting, like, it was disgusting to me because it was so many people that, like, that didn't know what happened, that didn't have no context behind the situation. Like, they didn't have no context behind the situation. Like, they did not see or hear or even know what happened before that the camera started rolling. All they just know is boy hits girl, and that's enough for them to demonize that boy. And this is the problem with our society. Like, people see stuff, they take it, and they form these strong, hateful opinions, and they run with it. Like, there were people saying that boy is like, he's an abuser, like, he's gonna grow up to be a felon, his family needs to be killed, his family needs to be jumped. I would have had people come up to the school and kill him or beat on him if that was my daughter, or I would have beat on him myself. It was so many adults, and a lot of them, I looked on their page, because I do that a lot. When I see ignorant people, like, I say ignorant people, I meant people who say ignorant stuff, I look on their page to see what type of person they are. Like, if they seem educated, like, if they are a family person, like, what, if I can get a little insight to their thinking. And a lot of these people were, for the most part, everyday people. Some had degrees, some didn't. Some were family people, some weren't. And it was just so many people just demonizing that boy. And they had no context behind the situation or even any knowledge behind the situation. All they just saw was the event itself, and they took it, they ran with it, and they demonized that little boy. And it disgusts me, because it shouldn't be like that. People need to be informed before you make an opinion, or at least if you're going to have a strong opinion, don't go overboard with it. Like, there were people saying they would have killed that boy. It was people saying his family needed to be killed, or child and family services needed to be called on his family, all types of stuff. And again, I don't know what happened. For all I know, the boy could have, you know, he could have just hauled off and been bullying her and started hitting on her. Or the girl could have been messing with him, or they could have been going back and forth, or they could be brother and sister or friends. And you know how that happens, like, sometimes brother and sister fight, or, you know, friends fight. But my whole thing, though, is kids are going to fight. That's just, at least that's going to happen, at least in some schools. That's the thing about, you know, childhood. Kids are going to fight sometimes. It's just, you know, a reality of just some environments that kids are in. That's a given. But where I draw the line at is when I see children being demonized due to BS ideologies. That's one of the main reasons why I made this video and made this topic my first topic, because this is exactly the kind of stuff that I'm trying to challenge and eradicate, because that's my mission for this podcast, to challenge societal and social norms and to eradicate them. And I'm going to go in. I'm going to go in and demolish them, because this is ridiculous and it's disgusting. Too many times people see or they hear and they just take it and they run with it. And this whole mindset it is applied to our society. Like, it's ingrained in our society. Like, dudes will just see a girl either getting into it with a guy or quote unquote being harassed. They don't have no context behind the situation, no nothing, and they're rushing like Superman. And they could very easily get killed because they don't know if the man has a weapon on him. They don't know if that's that girl's boyfriend or brother, and they're having, and they might be having a relationship or like, you know, argument or like, you know, a family dispute. Like, people don't know. People just seeing stuff and running with it, and it's ridiculous. The toxic ideologies and double standards need to stop. It needs to stop. That was off the cuff, though. I just started going in because I'm very passionate about, like, you know, politics and the things that go on in our society. And I want our society to be great. And I'm committed to put in the work to encourage people to not only be socially aware, but to hold themselves accountable, to hold others accountable, and to put in the work to help make this society better. Thank you for listening, though. Y'all have an awesome, epic night, and be safe. Danny out.